Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Antonia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm also from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. And Antonia, myself, sometimes Ingi, sometimes Gina, sometimes Moshi, sometimes Mahmuda, and formerly Maddie and Quinn, who have moved away for at least the time being, are here. That's a lot of people talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
Yay. Today it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
Maybe people will straggle in.
We're sad and lonely.
We're sad and lonely.
But happy.
I think we'll do all right.
Yeah.
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 But we wanted to talk a little bit about Banned Books Week.
Because it's Banned Books Week.
That's true. Banned Books Week started Sunday. And it runs through the end of the week, and it's an annual event which celebrates the freedom to read. And by focusing on efforts across the country to remove or restrict access to books, Banned Books Week draws national attention to the harms of censorship. And you can visit ALA.org, their website, their advocacy section, to learn more about the event and to see tons and tons of lists of frequently challenged books. They have a list of classics that are frequently or have been challenged over the years. Some of them are still being challenged today. Some of them were more back in the day. But we also wanted to go through the top 10 list from 2011, see if there's anything on there that we've personally read.
Okay. Well, number one is TTYL, TTFN, 18R Gator.
Oh, Later Gator?
Later Gator, yes. Later Gator series by Lauren Miracle. And it is frequently banned because offensive language, religious viewpoint, sexually explicit, unsuited to age group, and unsuited to age group, yeah.
I find that that tends to be a common one,
yeah,
that people choose, is that it's unsuited to age group. So no matter if it's, you know, there'll be so many other things, but then it's always unsuited to age group.
Yeah.
I haven't read that series.
Me neither.
It's written all in text speak. So I just don't know if I want to read a whole book that is written like that.
I don't know if I could understand it.
Like L8R.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how the rest is spelled.
Gator. Gator. And then the second one is The Color of Earth series by Kim Dong-hwa. Reasons, nudity, sex, education, sexually explicit, unsuited to age group.
I wonder if that'll show up on all of them.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. And the third is The Hunger Games trilogy by Susan Collins. Reasons, anti-ethnic, anti-family, insensitivity, offensive language, occulte, satanic, violence. And yeah. But it is suited to age group.
Oh, good. I actually know of one from the year before of an attempted ban of that book in a school back in New Hampshire where I grew up. But this was just a year ago. And that one was about it being unsuited to age group.
Uh-huh.
And I think violence, too. Because they were reading it in sixth grade, And a woman's daughter was having nightmares about it. So she challenged it.
Not good.
Although she did eventually read the book herself. Oftentimes people ban books before reading them themselves.
Yeah.
And she did eventually read it, I heard, through the grapevine. But the book did not get banned in that case.
Yay.
But usually in those cases, students are allowed a different choice of book.
I thought The Hunger Games was very good, so.
It is very violent, but.
Yeah, but. Mm.
I don't know about anti-family or satanic or anti-ethnic. I'll have to reread them. Look for that.
Okay.
So that was number three on the list.
Yeah. And the fourth one is my mom's having a baby.
Yay.
A kid's month-by-month guide to pregnancy. Yay. By Dori Hillested Bertlix. Reasons. Nudity, sex education, sexually explicit, unsuited to age group.
That one's a picture book.
Wow. That's great.
I think most of the books on the list are chapter books, but that one's a picture book.
That's funny. The fifth one is The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian. I think I've heard of that.
It's great.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite books of all time.
It's by Sherman Alexie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it sounds good, and I've heard of it.
Yeah.
And their reasons are offensive language, racism, religious viewpoint, sexually explicit, and unsuited to age group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's a great book. And I think a lot of, I didn't hear all of the reasoning, but I don't think it's sexually explicit at all.
Maybe they.
I don't think it's racist either. But.
Oh, well.
I can't remember what the other ones were, but.
It actually meant today in social studies, our teacher was going on and on about how there was not a single true Native American in the room, but there was. And they were new to the school.
Oh. Were they like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Actually, you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
It was very awkward.